I must apologize, Mr. Parkinson, for leaving him so long in Connecticut, and will now relieve him from his embarrassment by passing on to Mr. Guest Augustus Harris, more popularly known as Augustus Rory Leonard. I confess that I had supposed that Mr. Augustus Rory Leonard thought that there remained to him no more world to conquer. But there can be no doubt that he has set in the lodging of the Armada. He has eclipsed all of his previous most brilliant efforts. He has my most sincere congratulations. But his triumph will not be complete unless the good ship Armada finally drops her anchor in American waters. Passing from the drama, we find ourselves where we always do in time, vis-a-vis with the law. In our friend, Mr. Broadley, we have a distinguished representative whose achievements I have not forgotten in connection with that most interesting event known in history as the defense of Araby Pachor. I beg you Pachor's pardon. I should have said Araby Pachor. Our congratulations to Mr. Broadley would be incomplete if we were not to mention his more recent victory in the case of Ismail Pachor, which I hope has been as satisfactory to his pocket as I hear it has been to his science. Mr. Broadley has added to my personal obligations to him in consenting to act tonight as toastmaster, in which role he has again, for the third time, distinguished himself, to say nothing of the distinction he has thus conferred upon the phonograph in giving to it an entirely original and most useful role amongst its many. My lords and gentlemen, pray silence for Her Majesty's Postmaster General, Cecil Rakes Esquire, Member of Parliament. Charge your glasses, gentlemen. Bumpers, if you please.